Welcome back, ACC Today. Braden Gall alongside Brad Hopkins. And it's not very often, B-Hop, that we get to go outside the world of sports and bring in experts of like scientific fields of information. But that is what we are doing this afternoon because that's how much we love our ACC fans. Carl Schreck joining us here, tropical weather scientist at NC State University's Cooperative Institute for Climate and Satellites. Also somehow related to Tony Skaggs. Carl, I'm not going to hold that against you, man.
I appreciate it. He's a good guy, though. I'll give him a break.
Yeah, he is. Hey, Carl, you know what, man? Just looking at this storm as it comes in, I was reading some of your stuff about the changing jet stream and how that basically, past the access point, is moving this storm inland versus moving north, which some of the other storms have done at this point. Why do you think that is this year?
Yeah, so yeah, about a week ago when I was watching this storm, I thought it was, you know, going to be a fish storm and go straight out to sea like most of the ones that, you know, reach the middle of the Atlantic. But yeah, the jet stream being so far north, it's partly associated with climate change. I know folks don't like to hear that all the time, but you know, as the climate's warming, the North Pole is melting, and the jet stream is related to that temperature difference between here and the pole. So the warmer the pole is, the weaker the jet, and the farther westward storms like this can go.
So what have we seen thus far? Obviously, we've seen three games canceled. A lot of them moved up earlier in the day, tomorrow, Saturday morning. What have you seen thus far from the strength and power of the storm, and what do you expect it to do over the next 12 to 24 hours, where we've got a lot of football games being played in South Carolina, North Carolina, state of Virginia? What do you expect to see from it over the next 12 to 24 hours?
Yeah, so, you know, fortunately, it's weakened somewhat before it came on shore, but it's still a very large storm, so still just copious amounts of rain, way, way too much rain than anybody could handle, especially in all these low-lying parts of the state. You know, in Raleigh and Chapel Hill, where they canceled the games, the storm is now looking to go a little bit farther south, more cut across South Carolina, like the North Carolina-South Carolina border, so it may end up only being a couple inches of rain in the triangle tomorrow. But certainly, like, when they made that call, you know, I'm sure they can't wait till today to cancel a game. And, you know, when they made that call, it was looking like 10 to 20 inches of rain. And we all remember the, you know, NC State-Notre Dame game 2 years ago in Matthew. And I don't think anybody wants to repeat that experience again.
Absolutely. Carl, you mentioned the storm's effects on the border. What about the inland areas where it seems to be a little underappreciated? And you're talking about how basically it's far more important for people to, you know, to realize the dangers of the rain more so than the wind at this point.
Exactly, yeah. The winds have definitely weakened off a little bit. It's still very strong down near Wilmington. But, yeah, it turns out that actually far more people die from inland flooding associated with rainfall than do with storm surge or winds with a lot of these storms. And so, you know, a lot of times once it makes landfall, everyone kind of, you know, changes the channel and ignores it a bit more. But, you know, especially around here, you know, where some of these areas are a bit flatter, you know, the rainfall can really cause some serious flooding and some serious issues that people aren't always expecting.
Carl Schreck joining us here, tropical weather scientist at NC State University's Cooperative Institute for Climate and Satellites. And there's a game in Clemson that got moved up to tomorrow morning that's kicking off at noon Central Time. So you're suggesting that it's headed more towards that direction as opposed to sort of up the coastline. How far inland do you expect the flooding and the surge problems to exist? Is this just the low country near the coast, or is this going to get all the way into a place almost like a Clemson?
So, I mean, I live up here in Asheville in the mountains, and, you know, we're talking 4 to 6 inches more on Sunday. So we're definitely talking about flooding issues up here. Clemson being so far east in the state, or west in the state, they might be out of reach of the worst of it. You know, moving up the game to an earlier time, that definitely sounds like, you know, they definitely made the right call there. You know, but, you know, they're probably just far enough outside of the major path that they didn't need to cancel it. But, yeah, I'm sure it'll still be an interesting day down there.
Carl, you mentioned earlier the global warming effects and how a lot of that is man-made. You know, you also talked about some of the storms that are now getting stronger and they're also going slower. How are these two effects related?
Yeah, so as as we put more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, it warms up the temperatures, and most of that heat actually goes into the ocean, and that's where hurricanes get their energy from. And so that's why we're seeing stronger and stronger hurricanes as time goes forward. And also, it puts more moisture into the atmosphere, and so when we get more rainfall in general, but especially during these tropical events where the storms just have a lot more moisture to tap into. And then with the jet stream we were talking about earlier, the storm's moving slower. So, there's one estimate that, maybe they're 10%, giving 10% more rain than they used to. And then if they move 10% slower, now you're talking about, 20% more rain. So it adds up quickly.
Carl, obviously, this is something you've made this your profession, and you've studied it, and you're an expert, and all this stuff. So you're passionate about all of this stuff. But are you one of the guys that wants to go stand on the pier and like be in the middle of it all so that you can study it? Or are you one of those guys who's like, yeah, I'll let those guys handle it. I'm going to study it from over here in my laboratory. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, totally. So, that's part of why when I was going through school for meteorology, a lot of my friends were all about tornadoes. And I was like, no, tornado, you don't know where it's going, when it's going to hit. A hurricane, as we see with this, we've had a week to prepare. We know, there have been changes, but we have a pretty good idea of where it's coming from. I would love to be on one of the airplanes that flies into one of these storms someday. My wife has different thoughts on that, but no, I would not want to be standing out on a pier in the middle of it. I'll take my mountains right now.
Do you have a message to everybody? I mean, we've got a lot of people listening in the Carolinas. We got to let you go here, but is there a message from a piece of advice standpoint to everybody or anybody that may be listening in either the path of the storm or maybe the storm's passed and they're dealing with the water issues? What is sort of your advice in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, just because the storm is weakening and it's made it on land, don't let your guard down yet. We still have a couple more days of watching this thing, and definitely keep tuned into your local weather service and your local TV stations, and watch out for that flooding from the rainfall.
Last thing, Carl, obviously you're doing a great job of giving us some insight into this storm. We hope that it's better than the insight that you gave your family during Hurricane Sandy. Is that fair?
That is fair. But, Sandy was a superstorm. I study hurricanes. Totally different field. Not really, but...
Those supercells are dangerous. Carl Schreck, from Tropical Weather Scientist at NC State University's Cooperative Institute for Climate and Satellites. Thank you so much, Carl. We do appreciate it, bud.
See you, Carl.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye.
Carl Schreck, pretty cool there. Tropical Weather Scientist at NC State University Cooperative Institute for Climate and Satellites. That's a mouthful of a title, but that's what you get when you're that smart. So, really cool stuff there. Obviously, want everybody to be educated, informed, and intelligent on what to do. Coming up this weekend, sounds like the trajectory is a little bit more southern, and the rain, of course, is a huge, huge deal. So make sure you're paying attention and doing all the things you need to do to tune into your local weather service and everything. So a special thanks to Dr. Carl Schreck. Brad Hopkins, Braden Gall, we'll be right back. College Campus Showdown coming up next right here on ACC Today. Don't go anywhere.
ACC Today on SiriusXM ACC Radio, Channel 371.